was it that I just camcorded the way I'm doing this shit?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what's up, nigga? To my team.
I was great.
Living this American dream.
Fucking game.
The camera and shit. Bro, green shit. The fetch coming and shit. The intro screen and shit.
DJ Premier. You didn't know this was love. I don't believe on the internet. I approach you. I ain't sure why. Said the box just landed, he got his load through. Drive-by music, this shit he can pop his toes to. He's chopping smoke in it, adios you. My buzz by a coastal. Took the game over like I'm supposed to. I'm in position you cannot get close to. I got shot in my throat, still got four classics at my disposal. And the bitches admire my ways. I was wilding inside of a cage, now I set fire to stage. Every verse recited his wave, and I ain't writing a page. Hardest nigga out till I lie in my grave. Cook the white up in the microwave. You at work trying to get holiday.
Island Breeze Podcast. Giselle in the background, you know. About to get into this NBA Finals talk in a second, you know. Let's get this, you know, cipher going, you know. Give us a second while we compress our thoughts.
Man, that's a fact. Yeah. Yo, we live in effect. Yo, you already know you tuned in. This is Island Breeze Podcast. And you already know this King Himalaya. You know what I mean? You got that weed, that's that Skama. Rolling like that shit. You got your drink in your cup, go ahead and pour that shit. Yo, we live in a direct, full in effect. Rare air. But yeah, but we here today.
I like that.
I like that though. Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Yo, we here today, people. We here to discuss the NBA Finals 2019. Basically, to go ahead see who we basically want to have a discussion about who going to take the crown and the overall look of it, the bigger picture on this platform that's presented to us and to the public under the blind eye, you feel me? But we going to shed our light straight raw. You already know, no sugarcoating, and that's how we do it. You feel me? But we got a crew here tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and let the ladies and the fellas introduce themselves.
It's your man, Bartholomew Skilling, you know, your boho brother from the Black Bohemian, you know, chilling with the Island Breeze. You know, we about to get into some fun sports talk, you know.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Eddie, you know. Business name Eddie Roman, you know. Photography, a lot of things, you know. I work for the Black Bohemian, you know what I mean? I get around. And who else?
They can hear you, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm here too. I'm Shonda. I'm the owner of the Black Bohemian. I'm sitting in today as an audience, hoping to learn something from the guys and just listen to their perspective on things.
I just want to say LeBron is the GOAT. That's all.
I can't wait to get into that with you.
He's the fucking GOAT. I respect LeBron.
I do respect LeBron. I do. We're gonna say that because we got.
I'm biased. I don't care about the Warriors or the Raptors. They still the baby dinosaurs. LeBron was there. They'd still be in the same predicament they was in last year, even with Kawhi. They know it.
Yo, that's a fact.
Get them out of here. They had a good game one because the Warriors had a long layoff.
So you can expect
that it was rusty.
So you think it was more rust than Raptors?
They're going to cook these boys. They're going to cook them. They're going to take out that Chef Curry pot, put that curry in there, whip it up, and you can get that dub.
Get that dub.
The Warriors get that
dub. I don't even like the Warriors.
So you don't think it was so much the defense that the Raptors was playing? Nope. It was the Warriors being not as...
Out of sync.
Practice.
And they was trying to incorporate Boogie Cousins just coming back from 45-day injury. He looked like a goddamn bum. They're going to have to work him back into shape or don't play him at all. He might be a goddamn detriment to their team. He was getting blown by on layups by Quentin Cook. That's unacceptable for four layups. It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable?
Very unacceptable.
Okay.
On the other hand, they was double teaming the claw, leaving Marc Gasol open. They was trying to pick their poison.
Yeah, Marc Gasol made him pay.
He was smacking him.
Him and Pascal was making him pay.
Next time, they're just going to have to go mano a mano. Draymond got talking about he the best player in the league in defense. It didn't look like it to me. 14 to 18 for Siakam. 32 points. Goddamn, damn near 56 to 58%. Draymond, you're not the best player in the league, brother.
Best defensive player in the league. Because I was wondering that myself.
And Draymond, you a help defender, brother. You not no one-on-one defender like Kawhi. That's a defender, nigga. One-on-one defender. You a help defender.
Yeah, because Kawhi more of a perimeter defender, and Draymond is more of a switch and pick and roll defender.
That's a fact.
And stuff.
He got exposed, and my man Drake told him about us. Told him he was trash. Drake told him he was trash. He been trash.
Would you think, Al, Island Breeze?
Man, I feel like my outlook overall. You know what I mean? I caught a few games this year. I did tune in and watch some playoff games, but my look for the finals, I think the Raptors might pull this one out. Far as I think the Warriors might ran into the defensive minded set team, but I also look at, you know, the Raptors got a decent bench, but they bench not like the Warriors though. You know, the Warriors got depth. You know what I mean? I respect.
I think the Raptors deep. I think the Raptors is a lot deeper.
Warriors have no bench like they had in 2016.
Van Fleet is good. They got Ibaka coming off the bench.
They got a super bench.
I think the Raptors probably got the better bench.
The Warriors lost their depth when they got KD.
Yeah, they kind of.
They had to let what's the name go? What's your man name?
That Harrison Barnes go. They also had to let. I think Bogut's back though.
Yeah, he back. He trash.
But
he said he trash.
But the Warriors ain't got no good bench. They ain't got depth this year.
Like, I think the Raptors got a better bench.
Raptors got better bench.
But you understand the Raptors got a.
This is a playoff. The bench.
They got three defensive player of the years on their team. Marcus Gasol was a defensive player of the year. Kawhi was a defensive player of the year. Danny Green is the first team all defensive player. Who else? Kyle Lowry is
a good defender too.
He's a good decent perimeter defender, but he trash. That motherfucker had somebody got to decompress after during the middle of a goddamn game. What the hell is wrong with your mentals, nigga? You trash.
Man, LeBron gave him a panic attack. Leave him alone, man.
He lucky KD ain't playing. The snake himself.
So you saying if KD does come back, is it too late?
He don't need to come back if he ain't 100% healthy, man. He's going to be out there looking like serious. Boogie.
I don't think that's no calf injury, though, for real.
Man, he got something worse than that, man. Yeah,
that's a fact.
He was slipping when he was going on the plane.
He would've on the way to Toronto.
So you think he out and the Raptors can win?
If he come out there, he'd just be for his presence alone. Just to be in the stand in the corner. Shooting jumpers. I don't know. It's a hard decision for Steve Kerr to make right now.
Is that a decision that
Steve Kerr got to make that decision? I'm glad I'm not him.
I think that's a KD decision.
It ain't no KD decision.
KD about to be a free agent. He can't be risking hurting himself furthermore going out here.
KD want that chip.
He get the chip whether they win or lose.
He ain't gonna get no credit for this chip. So you can't be saying he over LeBron if he don't participate in getting this chip.
Hey, man, I need this bag.
So what are you gonna say? I got three rings compared to LeBron. Three rings is a big difference.
They say, hey, you coming off Achilles tear.
You ain't had nothing to do with
this. They're gonna
KD should never went there in the first goddamn place. He wouldn't be having this argument. He wanted to be a fucking coattail rider.
KD made the best opportunity that he needed to beat LeBron.
He can't beat the Nets had to link up. That's how you know LeBron the GOAT. They had to link up to beat this man.
That strength is the argument.
You got Draymond in the car crying after LeBron came back from 3-1. Yo, KD, we need you, man. LeBron done beat you in the finals.
Everybody done cried in the car that lost the finals. I mean, everybody done
LeBron don't cry in the car because he know he coming back next year.
And so you bet he done lost. He done went and cried in the car. He done went to
who
eight.
Who he cried in the car and called to? Who we call? Who we call? Where reinforcements come for him?
We got Jake.
You know what reinforcements we got? You speaking blasphemy, Russell.
He called David West.
No.
He called it a circle. I don't care who he called.
No. What reinforcement did LeBron ever get? We got fucking goddamn the trade from the Lakers. Who the hell was that again?
That was
his fucking
fault.
Jordan Clarkson and goddamn who?
He should have vetoed that shit. They did that shit because LeBron already
then
told
we got
him
bone ass J.R. Smith blowing our 50 points.
This is all part of LeBron plan. He needed this time off.
Yeah, he do. When he come back,
this time off. He'll be back next year with a better team. He knew this was a wash. I'm hurt. This is a wash season.
Man, listen, man. My team.
He playing for finals. He playing for playoff appearances. You can't beat the Warriors with your team that you had. Nor could you beat the Rockets. You couldn't beat Portland.
We beat them on Christmas Day easily after LeBron got hurt.
About a game, not a series.
Listen, man, my man Lonzo was the future GOAT. You better respect my man. You see, he's left
putting clamps on niggas.
What?
Lonzo ain't show me
nothing. You a damn fool. You ain't no defensive threat.
He ain't show me nothing.
You crazy. Who your favorite player? Where your favorite player at? Resting his knees?
And my favorite player is GOAT.
Washed. Get washed ass D-Wade out of here, man.
Tell LeBron to get a fourth ring. Is what you do.
Tell Wade to get him a fourth ring.
Wade done. He hung him up.
This point, he done because he couldn't LeBron, last. Because
LeBron still trying to chase Wade, trying to say he better than Wade. He ain't better than his best friends.
Is Dwayne Wade considered greatest of all time? He's considered the third best shooting guard in NBA history.
According to
LeBron, is considered the GOAT, nigga.
LeBron is not the GOAT.
Universally recognizes the GOAT.
He not.
Oh, man, listen, man, I ain't trying to hear none of that.
LeBron is great, and his story ain't to be.
Listen, man,
if he can get more rings, he definitely goes down as the GOAT.
You blowing my height with this nonsense you're talking about.
He can't go with him with three as the GOAT.
Yo, Fast Eddie, what you think about this, Fast Eddie?
He the ultimate player, man.
He is the ultimate player. He really good.
Yeah, but he not in the finals.
But KD not even done. Steph Curry not even done, and he playing in the era of these guys right now.
But
Curry got three. He went going to five straight.
Why did he get them three? Why did he get them three? Because after he lost that last one, what did they do? They went and recorded Superman to their goddamn team.
He still won.
And that's why they winning.
Hey, LeBron.
And if he don't come back, they about to lose. What you think?
Every team got a bunch of great players. I don't want to hear who he went to.
You said every team got a bunch of great players.
Every championship team that go on the five championship run, you got to have great players.
Players? LeBron with the eight finals in a row with no great players. What the hell are you talking about?
He had Dwayne Wade. He had Chris Bosh. He had Ray Allen.
So why did he get swept by the Spurs?
Because he wasn't ready.
Because no.
You talking about 07 when he had
I'm talking about when we had Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh when his knees
LeBron
was blown.
Didn't step up.
Against the Spurs?
Exactly.
You wild, bro.
Kawhi Leonard came in the game, he shake his head. He didn't even want
LeBron had fucking 35 in it.
And lost.
Dude, we won that series. That's when Ray Allen hit the three in the corner, bro.
You just said what happened in 2011.
Yeah, you right, my bad, Skip.
You just said what happened in 2011.
That was the weed right there across my thought. But you're still a hater, motherfucker. Like
I'm not a hater.
I'm talking about the finals when Dwayne Wade was out there fucked up.
What
about the finals when D-Wade was fucked up and he didn't do shit?
What about
he averaged 6 points in the finals.
Never.
What the fuck was he doing?
You buggy. He was injured. You said that yourself.
Paul Pierce was better than that bum.
What happened the next year when he was
talking to me? What happened?
He won
LeBron
the ring,
took
didn't
the ring.
He?
LeBron did.
How LeBron take the ring?
What Dwayne Wade do? Toss him an
alley? All he did was average 23.
Man, hold on. We got to look these stats, man. Listen, man. That's why you need the computer, so I can already be typing in my stats before I crush
you. You better type in your stats on your own.
No, I like it. No, we just going to fix it. We can figure it all out. Shit like that you just got. That's why they got the computer on the screen, so they can already be typing.
Check your statistics.
And we going to see. Wade ain't help none. Wade ain't help none.
You bugging.
You wild, bro.
You're trying to overshadow LeBron greatest when LeBron's greatest strength is being a passer.
Do you remember that Biggie song? Use a player hater.
I'm a realist.
Lay your head down.
LeBron great, but we know
LeBron is the fucking GOAT. He's better than great.
LeBron is one of the best passers the game has ever seen.
Listen, man.
And he always enjoy passing.
He the best everything.
He really good at a lot of things.
He good at everything.
Taking over moments, he had to learn how to do that.
Quit talking to me.
And he went and learned that from
Wayne. Yo, Uncle
Al,
get this nigga, man. Uncle Al, talk to this nigga, man. He's stressing me out. He'll pour me some more yak.
He said pour some more yak. Yo.
I'd have my cup.
Well, back to the series, because this I'm still getting off track.
No, it's all right.
I'm thinking Warriors and six, because I think
Whoa. Just the other day at my house, you said the Raptors was going to win.
No, I never said they was going to win.
Oh, my God.
I said if Kawhi, I want to make sure we clear this. I'm saying if Kawhi Leonard can go get MVP in this finals and beat this Warriors team with or without KD. Because without KD, they're a 73-9-1 team that LeBron came down on 3-1 with.
You heard what Clay said?
Right,
in
right.
In the other day?
LeBron is the only person to beat this team.
He said we're not used to them.
Hey, they're about to get used to them.
They only play maybe twice. They don't even play.
Exactly. That means they got games to... I'm not saying the Raptors can't win. I'm just saying the Warriors is six.
You're going to see.
But if Kawhi can pull this off... He goes in the greatest player right now category.
Tomorrow, tune in. You're going to see Clay be great.
LeBron lost back-to-back to this team. Back-to-back, and he lost 3 out of 4.
Because he got trash teams.
Hey, listen, he still made it to the finals.
Sure, what you expect? When you got J.R. Smith fucking doing G-Man at the under the rim.
That's the same J.R. Smith that helped him come down 3-1.
And then you got bum-ass George Hill missing fucking a wide-open layup under the rim.
Hey, life.
Don't bring that up. We talking about Raptors and goddamn Warriors right now.
But I thought we was talking about LeBron.
He the GOAT. When we talk about LeBron, we just talk about his greatness. His teams was not great, except for that Miami team.
Oh,
LeBron. The first 2 years when they won the championship. After that, them boys is trash. Chris Bosh wasn't making no shots.
They had old ass.
Udonis Haslem old ass wasn't doing nothing.
They ran into a really good Spurs team. Mavericks team that was more hungry.
We came in injured. We was already leading.
LeBron wasn't.
Dwayne Wade was hurt, bruh.
And that's what I'm saying.
The knees was fucked up without our second best player.
LeBron was supposed to be the GOAT. He's supposed to be the best player.
Listen, like, you could be the best player, but you ain't beating the best team, bruh. You see, when we beat the Golden State, we had
Kuhn. So you're saying that Mavericks team was a better team?
No, nigga.
So what are you talking about?
When the fuck did we get to the Mavericks? You're talking about the Spurs.
The Mavericks beat them first. What are you talking about?
Everybody get him a pass for that finals, man. Nobody thinking about that finals,
man. Oh, he get a pass.
LeBron the fucking GOAT.
How many passes did
Wade get? Since that finals, how many finals did he beat you after that?
Wade get?
Wade is bum.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Wade a bum with the same ring count.
His son better than him.
With the same ring count.
Zaire better than
LeBron
him.
LeBron still trying to beat him.
Who?
They still in their Kobe and Shaq phase. No. LeBron's purpose is to have more rings in his inner circle, which is
LeBron
Wade.
LeBron's purpose right Wade now.
Wade said, I'm
one
done chasing that. I'm good.
And break the scoring
record. I'm good. LeBron out here trying to chase the fourth and fifth ring. He ain't chasing.
He can't chase. His knees won't let him run no more. So
he
what you mean
play.
Chase?
He's
he can't.
Satisfied.
His knees is broke down.
He's satisfied with his three.
Man, he can barely carry Gabby across the doorstep with them sorry knees, bro. Get out of here.
Didn't he just go out with a ball of fire?
Woo.
Wade.
Did he go to the playoffs?
No.
Exactly. Quit talking
to
me then. Get that bum ass nigga out of here. Quit talking about Dwayne Wade.
Kobe didn't go out in the playoffs either.
Man, quit talking about Dwayne Wade.
He went out with a triple-double,
Kobe
didn't he?
Over Dwayne Wade.
What?
That's a
Kobe
fact.
Kobe had better teams than Dwayne Wade.
He had LeBron.
That's a fact.
He had LeBron and
Kobe Bosh. Had Shaq.
So what?
Robert Horry,
is Shaq considered the GOAT?
Derek Fisher.
Is Shaq considered the GOAT?
He considered one of the GOATs?
No, he's not.
He's considered one of the best big men in NBA history.
You know what his title is? The most dominant big man in history. He's not considered the fucking GOAT.
And Kobe had the most dominant big man.
Let me ask you this. Is Kobe considered the GOAT? No.
He is to some people.
No.
Yes.
Who's the real two considered to be the GOATs? Jordan and LeBron, nigga.
No. What is you going off a ring count?
Going off everything. The whole everything.
The why Kareem not to go?
Why
Kareem not to go?
Because, man, Kareem was bad with the media. The media didn't like that nigga, bro.
What the media got to do with you, boy?
The media is the whole perception of what they putting out there, bro.
Fuck the perception. What's some facts? Don't be blinded
look
by
they,
that shade
how,
that they trying to show
you see how Kevin
somebody.
Durant don't like the media? You see how they slander that nigga now?
Straight.
Everything they slander him.
So he can't be the best player because the media
man, they say
he can't
they, like they say on TV, he's the best player, but he's very sensitive. Most sensitive superstar I've ever seen in my life.
I got a right to be sensitive. Who the fuck do you think you is to be all in my business?
You sensitive to be arguing with kids on Twitter?
Got an opinion.
Why is you, if you an NBA champion, why is you arguing with a little 12-year-old on Twitter?
Who does that 12-year-old think he is?
He's a nobody. So why are you worried about what he got to say? You sensitive.
Exactly.
Okay, then. You make
he
my
can
point.
Say what he want to say, but I can't say what
no,
I want to say because
he,
I'm
no.
Kevin Durant.
That's a fact. You're a superstar. You held to a higher expectation than fucking the 12-year-old Jimmy.
Nah, fucking 12-year-old Jimmy.
Whoa, disrespect for
Jimmy got want
to
get
hot on
fans.
Why you listen to this guy? Don't listen to this guy. Whoa. We love the youth over here.
We love the youth.
Jimmy's old enough to get some stuff typed back to him. He might sleep on the couch tonight, Sean.
Talking all this stuff because Kevin Durant may or may not know at this moment that this is a 14-year-old kid.
You see, I come on the spot with that though. I'm nice
because you talking about Jim, like Jimmy ain't wrong in this situation.
He's not wrong. He said you was a snake.
Why is Jimmy calling me a snake? I don't even know Jimmy. Jimmy don't know me.
Yo, what do you think social media is about for everybody to voice their opinion now?
So why can't I voice my opinion? Because
you're
Jimmy.
Kevin Durant.
And
Shonda, do he get it, Shonda? You're a superstar. And Shonda, the CEO of Black Bohemian, and she's out here smacking bitches. You can't be doing that.
Sometimes bitches need to be smacked.
You can't. You do have a reputation. You're a business owner.
Well, what reputation did he care about? How many smacks did he know for?
Whoa, Russell, you disrespectful.
Shonda, how am I being disrespectful?
You got to take him from his title and make this motherfucker the janitor, Black Bohemian. He got to go to the janitor. Cause you gonna your attitude gonna have us fucked up out there in the field. You gotta go talk in the boardroom. He can't go talk.
I understand.
You fired.
I keep it real.
Uncle Al, get in here and say this man life. I'm killing this guy, man. I got a 3-0 body bag, man. Put
straight
us on smack. Smack, set it up, smack.
Straight raw. That's that straight raw. No sugar coating.
But yeah. You already know this, that Island Breeze podcast. You know, we already talking, you know, this, that, the sports area, the basketball, the NBA, the finals, 2009. But we live in the direct, full in effect. You feel me? Yo, we up in here. You feel me? Yo, that weed, get your that's that scammer. Go ahead, roll and light that shit. Get your drink and your cup. Go ahead and pour that shit. You feel me? But yeah, we're going to take a quick little intermission, but we will be back with the fellas to go ahead and discuss the conversation.
Short intermission, man. You know what I mean? We had to get some balls rolled up, get some more ice, some more yak. You know, get back in our systems.
Word. Y'all want to give them back something a little more flavor then? We bring them back a little something.
Bring it back for one more time.
Bring it back. We'll be right back after these brief messages from David Banner. Like a film.
Brittany, you fucking listeners and callers that want that smoke on the Xbox, I'm the Blow Savage. You hit me up, get your ass smoked.
I'm about to make game.
Fast Eddie scared of that Mortal Kombat 11 work.
Get your motherfucking money, nigga. Get your money. Money.
Football still like the number one sport, and how you feel about it, like racially, and you know, if the NBA taking its spot, you know, amongst you know. Oh, we back. My bad.
Oh shit. Word. Oh, we back full in effect. You already noticed that Island Breed podcast. You know what I mean? Yo, get your weed. Yo, that's that scammer. Go ahead and roll and light that shit. You know what I mean? You got your drink in your cup. Go ahead and pour that shit. Yo, we in here live, full, and direct. Rare air. But yeah, but.
See, at that point, you need the sound effects and everything.
That's what the studio will do.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, I can see. I can just hear when you say. I can already hear when you talk. I can hear the shit. Like,
word,
I can see
word,
it.
Word. Yeah, that's a fact. We gonna get it in. Looks good, y'all.
But yeah, but we, yeah, man, the crew is back. Man, we'll come back. And we about to go straight raw. You know what I mean? No sugarcoating. You feel me?
Smoking that gas.
Man, that's a fact. That's shaman potent.
All right, fellas, what y'all think about? Is the NBA more popular than the NFL?
I would say yes. I look forward more to the NBA like season and the playoffs more so than I do the like football and the playoffs, because it's kind of football seem more scripted and they starting to show their hand a little bit more as far as they kind of. You know they didn't give a fuck, but they really showing that we don't give a fuck.
It's like the players don't matter to them. You can't like in NBA. If it's a social issue, they can speak on it as long as they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. NFL, they don't want you to say nothing. Slave owner mentality. Don't say nothing or you out of here.
Right. Yeah, like.
And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm a big football fan. I love my Bills. You know what I'm saying? Big diehard Bills fan. Been watching us since we getting crushed since the Super Bowl era. Broke my heart every time. But man, when you see shit like this. How to be talking to the players, and it turned me off from watching it. I really don't even care, really watch it too much no more. Like right now, I don't even know who the hell I'm even on my Bills team, except for Josh Allen and Shady McCoy.
Man. And Josh Allen got a little shady ass too with his
Yeah, he had the little nigga comments and shit on Twitter back in the day, you know. You know, but that's like, deep. You know, that's like, you know. I always feel like they got that inside of them anyway. They think it's a joke.
That's a fact.
But yeah, it really turned me off from watching the NFL. But let me ask this.
If it was a, like you see, like what happened to Laramie Tunsil a few years ago when he got caught with the weed mask and stuff like that, and he slid in the draft and stuff. Like, do you think,
still playing?
Yeah, he's still for the Dolphins. He's the tackle. It's almost time for him to get paid, too.
What has he done? Has he done anything? I ain't even checked up on it. That's all this lot let you know. I ain't even up to the NFL no more. Cause it kind of let me down, man. Yeah. It let me down.
They doing a lot of shit.
My point is like they do them dirty. He's exposed. Josh Allen was black and he said some racial slur. What, he even got drafted?
Negative. You already know they ain't drafting black quarterbacks as it is.
I mean,
we already got a stigma on us already.
That's a fact, man.
But you know, you see the league going towards more to the mobile quarterbacks, running quarterbacks now.
Because the college is breeding because the position is changing. Because
the standstill quarterback is a dying breed. It's only Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers.
It's a different
Ben
Roethlisberger, but you know what I'm saying? But now all these quarterbacks mobile, they can move and run. But when Vic was doing it, they was trying to shun that shit. My man was still the GOAT.
And shit, Randall too.
Steve Young and them boys.
Steve Young, yeah.
You know, Frank Tarkenton. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It definitely
that's why I think also they did that deliberately with the running back position as well.
Yeah, they basically eliminated that shit.
They kind of wanted to eliminate that position a long time ago, and I think it's mainly because all the running backs are black.
Yeah, they ain't got.
Find me a white running. It may be two in the on a roster McCaffrey. Right now.
He's nice. That's currently Christian McCaffrey.
Then that's how you know he a nice running back because every other one around him is black.
That nigga raw. I ain't gonna knock that nigga. I don't care about skill. I don't care about the color. If you nice, you nice, man.
He's definitely nice, and that's what I'm saying. Ain't been a really white running back since.
He's strong.
Since fucking, what's your man name from Tampa Bay?
Mike Alstott?
Mike Alstott was a beast.
And he was a fullback.
He was a running back.
Yeah. I mean, he converted to running back.
He was a beast. Even though when he converted, he was a beast.
Him and Ward Dunn, yeah. You know what I mean?
They man, you fucking Larry Zonka was raw from the Dolphins back in the day.
And that's what I'm saying, but...
It's like, it's a few every 10 years they get somebody like that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's...
But the white people got enough. They got the quarterback position. They can't be greedy.
And now they about to lose that, too, because that was their last position. That was the face of their franchise. And now...
Black quarterbacks got a short straight. Look at Tyrod Taylor. Look how they did him.
Man, they and my point exactly.
Look how he did him. Man, the man was a winning quarterback. Went over there and didn't get a chance over there and motherfucking got
him.
Because
they drafted another white quarterback. They did him the same way.
Did somebody pick up Tyrod?
No, I think he's a free agent.
He's still a free agent.
Look at EJ Manuel. He just retired this year. Didn't even have a career. He was a bum.
Well, he never had the chance to do any developing, and the black quarterback always got
the worst draft department in NFL history.
A black quarterback always get a shorter leash.
We could have had Patrick Mahomes. Man. We could have had Russell Wilson.
We could have had
all these quarterbacks. But
you had Deshaun Watson too.
Man, we passed on all these dudes.
But the reason why they
so do you not like Josh Allen?
I don't know. I gotta see something from him. He was doing a lot of running. I gotta see some 300-yard games, man. I need to see the nigga throw that ball, hit the niggas on stride, man. We need some wins.
But he ain't had no weapons before. Yeah. The Bills just upgraded.
Tom Brady never got no weapons, bro. Tom Brady never had no weapons, bro.
He was also in his first year, and without weapons.
Tom Brady been playing years without receivers.
But it's not the receivers on Tom Brady. It's the system that they run. Tom Brady, that system, like the back of his hand, the time.
Don't you think everybody got a system to run? Perfect your system and run your system to 100% perfection, execute.
Quarterback, you're talking about going in being perfect.
Listen.
Tom Brady didn't start out perfect. Tom Brady had an all-time great defense.
Josh Allen keep jumping over fucking linebackers, his career going to be ended in a year or two.
Hey, but you wouldn't say that if that was Cam Newton.
What?
Cam Newton
and Josh are two different size athletes.
They're the same size.
And who's bigger?
Probably Josh Allen. Josh Allen like 6'6", 260.
I'm done talking.
Do you know how big Josh Allen is?
Google's your friend, my friend.
Straight raw.
This is what I'm saying. It's also your friend, but your phone dead, so you wouldn't be able to Google it and know.
Because I got the hotline.
Okay, well.
Your phone been on trial all day. No, you can do it now. You ain't doing nothing but sitting there smoking, motherfucker. What are you doing?
What's good, Scammy? Over there not blowing no wind over here, man.
Man, where else is my drink? No, but real dope. Shit, my team, Carolina Panthers, man. Like, I fucked with the Panthers since we was ash. You know what I mean? Like, first coming into the league. But
since Jake DeHome. Nice
little run. Jake DeHome, Stephon Davis, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Man, like...
My man
Deshaun Foster, that was my man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's number 26, he was nice.
Word. He got hurt, and it was over for him. And you know what I mean? We had you with Steve Smith, Elijah Muhammad. You know what I mean? Word.
Yeah, Ray Caruth and shit.
Man, that's a fact. Like,
yeah, really, my man Ray, he out of jail too, man.
His son
grown as hell.
That's crazy. That's a crazy situation, right?
He a bum ass. I feel like that shit.
My point on the league though, I've been turning the shoulder away doing the league though lately. I ain't been watching too much football. Really, I've been watching too many of my sports at all. Like that, I just catch highlights.
Oh, you just off the sports.
What I mean?
Busy man.
Man, it just the bullshit behind. You know what I mean? Like the man, stuff just coming out now. You know what I mean? Just coming to light that always was behind scenes. A lot of stuff that happened, but you know, it just coming out to the forefront. We've seen it. They doing it right, like you said. They doing it right smack dead in our face. Like,
right,
yo, being mad bold with it though. Like,
no respect.
No respect.
The players don't step up, so why should we?
Exactly. So thing, it's getting even kind of harder to support. Like,
we outnumber them. Like, you know what I mean?
If y'all don't play no football, they ain't making no money.
Exactly. Right. Where the kind of exactly. And that's what they got to have towards this next CBA.
We dominate damn near every fucking sport, from basketball to football, two major sports, is more black.
Why not start your own league, though?
That's why every time they get them a little white player, they start going crazy.
That's just, yo, prime example, yo, the Negro League, yo, they was getting paid more than the, before they merged into the MLB. You feel me? The Negro Baseball League players was getting paid more spread than the MLB until they merged. Like, yo, everything we do, yo, they shoot us down every time we hit some peak.
That's what you gotta keep riding. Fuck them.
Like, yo, they...
But they definitely make the capital now. Let's say the top 10 pay NBA players put their money together and or some type of alumni of them players they put they spread together. You can't tell me that they can't have their own league, similar to like Ice Cube did with the three big.
They won't be successful though.
Why are they the stars if LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, them went and joined? Who ain't gonna want to go play in their league? Good luck, NBA work. Trying to recruit.
Is them niggas gonna be paying niggas $200 million?
They
not.
The people off the street, you think it's some talking, people
no, are about other players level. In the league. If they say they starting the league, okay, y'all starting the league. What the fuck? It's all about the money at the end of the day, brother.
And then you don't think they're gonna make more money?
If goddamn New York is offering me $270 million, and y'all only offer me $50 million plus a shoe deal and some other shit and plus a little inch in the contract.
They want their spread.
No, nigga. Niggas about their spread, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
If I get injured today, and that little money you gave me ain't shit.
You ain't talking about no TV money. No endorsement.
They don't get none of that TV money, nigga.
If you own your own league, you will.
No, the players that signing up to play ain't. The
main why not? You set up some type of structure so that every player is like a corporation, like how the NBA owners split their pie.
Listen, man.
How many players is in the, on a basketball team? And then
what you keep forgetting? The man is not going to let that happen.
See, hey, man, how
it
can
sounds it good, but these players ain't doing it. Kevin Durant and them not thinking about that.
Hey, then that's
LeBron, a billionaire off of basketball. Do you think he about to think of start about starting a damn league?
If I hope he is.
He's starting schools. That's what he should be starting. That's all. Schools. That's a good thing. Fuck a league. They eating. All them niggas, they eat better than any other league except for baseball. Them niggas getting paid. Bums is even getting paid.
Man, spending.
Motherfucking Matthew Dellavedova got a 3-year, $86 million contract.
Matthew Dellavedova's white, too.
And why did he get that contract?
Because he was white.
No, because he played with LeBron. Nigga, LeBron had that nigga look like a star in that finals when Kyrie and him went out.
Because he was white.
No, hell nah.
Because he was white.
Hell no, nigga. What? Yeah. Joel, motherfucking.
So you break down Joe the stats Noah, and tell me if it was
Joe King Noah was a bum when he went to the Knicks. They gave that nigga damn near $100 million. Yeah, he never played no games, was injured. When he gave him, he was a bum. Yo. Now he looking like a star and goddamn what's the name?
So that's what they paid him off of that potential.
No, because he was fucked up. He even said it himself. He said his mind was gone. He ain't had no confidence in this game, period.
Hey, man. Money,
his
man.
Bum's getting paid. Eric Bledsoe just got $84 million in February. And what did he do in the playoffs? Nothing. Man, he choked in the conference finals.
That's not my issue.
It is an issue. They eating. That's the point I'm telling you. They eating over there.
That's not eating up.
What other league going to give you 3 years for $84 million?
The $1 billion.
They started it.
84.
Motherfucker, they started it.
So that's what I'm saying. If you start your own shit, then.
You think you're only going to overtake NBA views?
Why wouldn't it?
No.
If all the talent leave, who gonna watch the
NBA? Yo, I'm gonna show you a prime example of somebody that just did it. It's been done. It's been documented. It started it already. LeVar Ball, nigga.
He ain't got LeBron James. He don't have Kevin Durant.
His son is his biggest.
You was
LeBron James, nigga.
You LeBron James no matter where he played that. Tell me I'm wrong.
His son's as big as LeBron James.
Tell me you only go to see LeBron James.
LaMelo and Lonzo is as big as LeBron James. Everybody knows them. They're universal. They know overseas.
So you about to tell me.
They know
me
everywhere.
These guys are bigger
you
than
still
the
not know.
GOAT. Is what you about to say to me.
Listen to me. You said start your own league as a black man. Started his own league. Did they support the shit?
Ice Cube answer, did.
Who?
Ice Cube.
No, you didn't.
What's the 3-on-3?
I said, that ain't no fucking league. I'm talking about a real 5-on-5 basketball league. Triple B's had high, they had big stadiums, real gyms, everything. Raw jerseys, everything.
Exactly.
But where was the fans at? Why they support black business? Motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Everybody got their own agenda, bro.
So how they get renewed for another season?
Who?
The big 3-on-3.
I'm talking about the triple B's.
That's it. What are you talking about?
That's not the big three. I'm talking about LeVar Ball shit.
So you talking about somebody who failed. Why are you not talking about somebody who succeeded?
No, he said, why don't you start your own league? I'm talking about a black man started his own basketball league.
Hey, you talking about a failure. I'm talking about a successful.
That's 3-on-3. That's some comedy arcade shit. It ain't no real rules. It's half court. Be serious. I'm talking about a real league.
Basketball.
Listen. Being G-Man
right
now.
You talk about the joint for the kids, right?
It was for the so if you can't go to college and your grades is bad, but you nice.
None of them LeBron James.
Why you keep talking about LeBron James? You talking about black people starting businesses.
And this is what I'm saying, LeBron.
You keep talking LeBron's not thinking about starting no fucking league, bro.
Why not?
He thinking about making fucking Space Jam with the white man for the white man. Why he ain't creating it for himself?
Exactly.
Why he ain't doing it?
This is my point.
You're not making a point. You sound
that
dumb.
That is my point.
What's your point, Russell?
You saying that he making enough money getting paid by the white man, and I'm saying if he doing it himself, he get paid more money.
This is what I'm telling you. LeBron's a billionaire. Listen to what I'm telling you.
And he'd probably
listen,
be a
stop talking. You interrupted my time. Can I have my time? I'll let you talk. Can I have my time, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, nigga. LeBron's a billionaire. If you're a billionaire, why the fuck is you signing for a white man's studio to shoot Space Jam 2? If you're a billionaire, get you some fucking, hire you some writers and make your own motherfucking basketball movie. Mm. Who's the characters in the movies gonna be? White Looney Tune characters. Who own them? They getting paid more than LeBron. Off the movie. You gotta cut them a check before you can put Bugs Bunny in the motherfucker. And he's not even a real fucking person. So you telling me about some fucking LeBron. You think LeBron went to that school by himself without no white help? You a damn lie. I bet you he had mad white investors and white backers. He just the face of it, like Magic was the face of the Lakers. They had no
straight
power.
Wrong. No sugar.
Yeah, it's your school, nigga. Your name gonna be, you donate some money. You gonna be the 51% shareholder.
Straight wrong.
But you know, it's 10 other white niggas right here waiting on you to fuck up, cheat on your wife, do something dumb in the media so we can get you the fuck out of here and we can take over. If you was a big businessman like that, buy your own studio like Dame Dash. His movies might not be, his, you might not like his movies, but he making his own shit. Talk he got a Dash me. Studios. Mm-hmm. He make his own. That's why I respect Dame.
Talk to me.
Bro. You talking this LeBron shit. LeVar Ball put his money where his fucking mouth was. He got a document. It wasn't no white niggas helping him. Him and his little nigga. You see his business partner stole the money from him.
Sorry to hear that.
He started a 515 league, but black niggas talking about support black business. Black nigga and his tickets wasn't but a but short.
Did you go when they was here?
They was never here.
They was
there. They was at St. Turner Carroll. Me and Jay seen that shit.
How did you like it?
I loved it. So I went to see LaMelo.
Okay. So you support.
And why did I go there?
The support, right?
Why? Because of who? It wasn't because of the other teams that was the fuck there. So I'm supporting LaMelo Ball, a black nigga. That's nice that I seen on TV off a YouTube video.
So you said them other players wasn't black?
Man. They was black, but they was nice, but who the fuck were they? Name me five other players from down there. All I can tell you was motherfucking Rocket Watts. That's LaMelo teammate.
And that's what I'm saying. Them players that you're talking about were no shame.
Dying.
Well, I can talk now.
You dying.
So let me talk to you now. You asked me to let you talk, so I let you talk.
You drowning, bro.
No, all I do is give them time to talk.
No, you don't tell you to drown.
You telling me a bunch of no-name bums that you went to their game that you can't name five people. But if LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, fucking Lonzo Ball, and LeVar Ball decided to start their own league, that they want to draw a bigger box office because these people are already stars making $1 billion for somebody else? Is that what you telling me? How it don't make sense? You talking about no-name bums. I ain't talking about no-name bums.
LaMelo Ball is not a no-name bum. I saw what to watch him. I gave him $40 for a ticket to watch him.
Who else?
I would just want to watch
who,
him.
This is what I'm saying.
And that gym was packed. Everybody there see LaMelo Ball.
You seen LaMelo Ball. Have you ever seen LeBron James?
Yo, TV.
Have you ever seen LeBron James live?
So that's just what you tell yourself.
Answer my question.
Has LeBron been to Buffalo?
Have you ever
Has he been to Buffalo?
That don't mean you ain't never seen LeBron James live. How much did you pay to see LeBron James and Kobe, Al?
Shit, I don't know. It was about like, what, 60, 70 bucks? But
60, 70 bucks, you say?
Right.
So you telling me these big star players wouldn't be able to bring in people to ball for 60, 70?
I was in high school.
But let me ask you, me, have I seen them? Have you seen them too?
Yeah, I've seen them.
When?
I seen them when he played Miami.
When?
In 2000.
Yeah, you did get on there, yeah.
Yeah, I seen them twice, actually. But, I mean, I paid $150.
So what?
To sit where
you
I
paid
had
$400 to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Hey, that's okay.
I'd rather go spend $40 to see LaMelo.
And that's okay with me.
So that's telling you something. Why am I going to see these billionaire ass niggas? For what? They rich already.
LeVar Ball now what?
He not a billionaire. I'm trying to make him a billionaire.
I'm supporting him.
You're
supporting black.
Black-owned business.
How else did the other people
that's
become billionaires?
That's what I'm supporting, black-owned businesses, bro. I mean, that money went to the black family of Triple B's, nigga. It didn't go to the white man. I know it went to LeVar Ball.
So if Lonzo Ball joined this league and go over to the
that's Lonzo League. That's what I'm telling you.
Man, they was hating.
That's him and LeVar Ball league.
So you're telling me
Lonzo already got a league, bro.
So if Lonzo could convince LeBron to come play at
LeBron,
my
league. Listen, LeBron is so big. LeBron, you got to leave LeBron out of this, my nigga. He's a mega. He's not thinking about starting no league, my nigga. He's not even going to play in the Big Three when his career is over, my nigga.
But why, this is what I'm saying.
All them old washed up niggas in the Big Three, that shit is trash. We can go watch ourselves go 303 in the front of the house.
No.
I'm not going to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours of my day.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not. I done checked it out before. It's not nothing I want to see.
You just watched it before.
I did watch it before, nigga.
Exactly. So you already wasted your time
watching. I tried it. Yeah, and you were trying to support a black business. Do you think Ice Cube owned that shit by itself? You
don't of
think
course
no,
not.
You don't think there's no mad white niggas behind that?
I don't know who behind it.
You know what I'm talking about,
but
nigga.
How you think
they got the... Man, you bugging, bro. White man controlling all that. If you the real niggas, you going to grind your shit out. You can be a
but how the like real niggas gonna do it if the niggas with the
is
real
right, any, yo, deep pockets don't get involved? Is it white man behind Black Bohemian?
Hell no.
So shut the fuck up then.
So what you talking about?
What are you talking about? You starting your own black business.
You started saying eliminating the white motherfuckers doing it by themselves. All you talking about is that they're doing it currently. I'm talking about they need to stop doing it.
Walmart is LeBron James. Black Bohemian is LaMelo Ball. I can easily ride to see LeBron James and his white corporations that's behind him. But I come to see Black Bohemian to support the black person. I don't give a... You ain't got a billion motherfuckers supporting you right now but your main core.
Not at all.
So you see what I'm saying now?
No.
I'm done.
Because what you saying doesn't make sense.
It do make no sense. Sugar.
You saying that person who getting paid by the white man should continue to get paid by the white man instead of stop cutting the white man off and starting that shit for himself because he done made all that money.
Listen, LeBron.
What kind of sense do you make? You say LeBron James too big. LeBron James at the point where he's so big where he don't need the league no more.
He don't.
Well, he can create his own shit. That he created his own TV shows. He's doing his own fucking movies and production and all this shit. What you mean, LeBron? Look, his point is to cut out the white man.
You said he doing it by himself? The white man's in
every... No, he's not doing this by himself. He got a whole team of agents and other people that his best friends.
White guys.
Who's his best friends? Who's his agent? Who's his manager? The same people that he started with. When he was in high school, he got the same... Cool. The same clique. What white people?
What else?
What white people you see with LeBron? His agent not even white. What white people you see with LeBron?
Yeah, his team.
Tell me. Tell me.
Tell me there's not 10, 20, 30 white niggas behind the
Because a white man give you money don't mean he your friend.
His circle, though. I do respect, but his circle amongst him that he...
His circle? That's different than somebody...
We're talking about business-wise.
Exactly. Business don't matter what color it is. Business don't matter what color that person who's cutting your check. The NBA don't care if you black, white, Puerto Rican, or Mexican when you buy that ticket.
LeBron at a point in his career, he's not thinking about starting no fucking league.
But why wouldn't he when LeBron? He had the highest point?
Him that?
Because I don't know him.
And he'd tell you why the fuck I'm going to start a league for. For fucking what?
Why not?
If he wants to start a league, it's something about to come up.
Exactly.
He can grab D-Wade, son.
Exactly.
Why he ain't doing it?
How do you know it's not in his plan? We don't know what his plan is, but you saying he shouldn't do it.
How do you know?
Plan,
you see what his plan
you talk
is,
to
nigga?
Him? You got his phone
plan,
number.
He talked to
Did
us.
You hit him up on Twitter?
He talked to us.
How?
He talked to
me. You telling me what another man won't do. I'm Russell, saying something that they should do. And you saying that they should continue to play NBA basketball, making a fraction of money that they probably can make on their own.
So basically what he's saying is, fellas, we might as well just go to Walmart. Don't support
the
black owned
businesses.
Fuck the black Bohemian. That's what he's saying. Go spend your money at Walmart. Don't go see the black man. That's supporting the shit from the ground up.
You ain't hear nothing.
Don't
I
support
said.
Nothing from the Black Bohemian. You go to Walmart.
Said.
Instead of me going to see the little man at the basketball court of JFK, he want me to go to fucking goddamn Cleveland and spend $600 on an extra trip with gas and all that. No.
So let me ask. So you said
I spent $10
should,
to go see LaMelo
so
Ball.
So you saying if Walmart called me for a distribution deal, I shouldn't put my products inside of the Walmart?
Now you white corporately owned. They control your destiny now.
No, I control my destiny. No, they buying my product from me.
And if they don't want the shit in the store, they get it out of there and get the fuck out of
and
here.
And then that's go
and
back
now,
to me. It's
now,
still my
and
product.
And now you losing your motherfucking dick.
What did I lose?
What you losing exposure?
What are you talking about? I got a website for that.
How many people on the website?
I got Amazon for
it's
that. I got eBay
for that. It's more
people
that. Going into Walmart than it is people going to your website. And that's a fact.
How you know that?
Bro, you know how many Walmarts it is? People, how many, when you go to Walmart,
matter.
How many motherfuckers be in there?
It'd be a lot of
it ain't that many money going to your website. It do matter. You can look your numbers
don't
up too.
Matter.
They reducing it.
Don't none of that matter. Because stores
stop,
is
stop,
dying
stop,
now.
Stop before you stop you
because you talking about it. Just Walmart.
I was making a point to you about
you ain't making no point.
The point was, motherfucker, if LeBron is Walmart and y'all the Black Bohemian, why would I go keep going to Walmart? Y'all got better shit than Walmart.
But if my stuff is in Walmart, you wasn't.
But it's not in Walmart.
But you going to Walmart anyway.
Coming right on Brickman.
You going to Walmart for something?
I'm coming to Brickman.
You coming to the Black Bohemian for everything.
I'm coming right here.
You coming to the Black Bohemian for everything.
I was listening to my boy.
What about your taller brushes?
You got a taller brush?
What about your taller
seat? You got a taller brush?
No, but where would you get that from?
Nowhere. I'll make it, nigga.
That's exactly my point. Talking about like you would never step foot inside of Walmart. If Walmart
Uncle
offered
Al,
me
this nigga crazy, Uncle Al. That's that liquor talking to this man.
That's that liquor talking, man.
I don't know what you talking about.
Uncle Al,
about,
this nigga man. Wasted, man.
Oh, man,
you and your Chicago Blackhawks. You don't even know who play on the Blackhawks. You got a fucking hoodie
man,
on.
Patrick Kane.
From man, the fuck law. Out of here. That, oh, that's oh, shut
repping
up.
Repping the 716.
You repping another white
time.
Man. Why you ain't got your West Side Gun shit on? Supporting black. Like I said,
it's dirty.
I support black
dirty.
Business. You don't support. You supporting the white man.
Dirty. Yeah, I am.
Nigga.
But I'm supporting the Indian. It's a black
hoodie. How much was that hoodie?
It's a black
hoodie. How much was that hoodie?
I'll
$40.
This hoodie was $75.
That's balling right there.
$75.
Where can I get it from?
Because it's black.
Where can I get
own
it
own business. And I'll support people that I know.
Where can I get it from?
That's why I go spend $40 and $50 on come see
you
with a black
Bohemian. Tell me where I can get it from.
Go online. Blindtail.com for all you fans that want your West Side Gun gear. Or go to motherfucking whoisconway.com to get your motherfucking gear.
That's
and go
right.
to motherfucking Benny Best to get your motherfucking goddamn
Benny the
gear.
Butcher, that's right.
Nigga.
That's right. Like I said, my.
But where your black owned business at? I support LeBron James.
Oh, you mean the white company Nike
yeah.
that pays LeBron
I support
LeBron
because I like LeBron.
You mean maybe LeBron should have did what Lonzo did and created his own sneaker.
Who did?
Lonzo.
My man, I'm getting some too. I've been meaning to get a pair, but I don't think they...
Maybe, what LeBron would have did that instead of signing the lifetime contract
hey,
to Nike?
LeBron wasn't thinking about that at 18. He was in the projects,
but
bro.
Then he just recently re-signed for a lifetime deal with...
For $1 billion!
That's it? How much, if they willing to pay him $1 billion, how much is they making?
He don't give a, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what you made off of. You gave me $1 billion, nigga. I've never...
And that's why...
Again.
And that's the mentality.
And this is why
that's
I'm telling you LeBron won't make a lead. That's why. That's the point I'm making to you.
Man,
LeBron's too big. He's not thinking about that. He getting paid, nigga.
Because it's going to be a time for us. We need to separate. And I mean, I do,
exactly.
We do
now, this one said you can't say LeBron. Now, what about Zion? This time for niggas like Zion to do shit
time,
like that. Why these niggas? Yo,
Zion
listen, hold on,
got
listen.
The money. LeBron a billionaire.
Listen
he
to
got
me.
The
listen,
money.
Listen, we talking about leave LeBron out of this. LeBron's
I ain't
too
talking
big
about
star.
LeBron. Just
listen.
LeBron. I'm talking about
now,
all
listen,
of them.
No, we talking about no niggas that's coming into the league right now because you can't do it going through college.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I respect Lonzo for what they did. They said, fuck y'all, we gonna have our own shit right off the rip. Even, that's why LaMelo can't go to college. That's fucked up. He fucked the shit up, though. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
He
do need college. He did need college.
He did something.
He looked it out, but it backfired. Look at D'Angelo. He out the league. Period.
He had an experience. He tried to do things his way.
He can't get to the league.
Hey, fuck the league. He traded
his
own league. His
father told him, go to UCLA, you're gonna be one and done. He wasn't the one and done brother. He was a 4-year brother.
Hey, that was a bad decision that they made.
No, it wasn't a bad
decision. But they learned.
He was going to ride the wave. They would have drafted the nigga, but he went over to China and did the dumb shit. That shit fucked up everything.
And that was
if he all he had to do was come play that year, do what he do, shoot his jumpers, averages 30, you'd have been picked up in the league somewhere.
That's a fact.
But now you fucked it up. So that changed LaMelo course. Because LaMelo was still in high school, chilling. Now, your ass in jail over here. Now we want to try to get you into the draft this year. We got to take you overseas now. Hey, LaMelo. Come on, you dropping out of high school. We going over to Lithuania. That was a bad fucking decision. He still ain't getting drafted when he went to Lithuania. Not LaMelo, but LiAngelo. And he was the fucking second lead scorer in the league. He was earning his draft last year.
Yeah, he was over there.
I'm talking about.
No, LaMelo can't come out the next year.
Yo, he
this
was
is
balling.
His last. He is the senior year this year.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Lil LeBron and Zaire Wade playing on the same team as Sierra Canyon next year, nigga.
I seen that.
Little goats. Nigga, oh my God, dog. See, but like we said, like Zion coming in, he should be thinking to us, I'm coming to live a while, let me start my own shoes. Nike, you just had Nikes when they blew out on the court on them.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know what that's about.
And that's what I'm saying.
So why you don't start your own? But this is what I'm telling you. These niggas' mind frames is not there, but they're not thinking. They think about making it to the league, getting that check, nigga. Niggas is broke.
And
when you
said,
broke, you
and,
taking it.
And it takes for the top
when
stars
you,
to draw in that box
broke,
for everybody.
Your mama's broke. You got the bills to pay, bro.
And
I'm not about to experiment with your league, nigga, and I'm guaranteed
if
over here.
If LeBron can get a TV show on TV, he can get a league.
Anybody can get a TV show on TV, bro.
No, you can't. It's not
anybody can.
It's not easy.
Dude, anybody can, bro.
To be on national
you don't even need TV no more. What are you talking about?
Exactly. So
what are you doing?
So
you go right to YouTube with your shit.
So if he started
free.
His own and he played in it.
So why he don't start a league and put it on YouTube?
That generate a whole lot of
LeBron
money.
LeBron not thinking about that.
That
but why is Zion not thinking about making this little come in to his own shit right now? No, I'm not taking y'all, dude. And Zion's about to be a mega star. He's a motherfucker that's about to be a star. They're going to buy my shoes, even if I'm with anybody. Under Armour, Nike, Adidas. They're going to buy his sneaker regardless. It ain't like the Lonzo joints, you know what I'm saying? He got way more hype than the Lonzo ball. But nigga, now see he come out with the Zion, wants his own shit right off the rip. Nigga be like, damn, Zion got his own kicks. Nigga gonna be buying it. All that money goes straight to you right off the rip rookie year. You get Lonzo, Lonzo got rich off them sneakers. Because that shit sold out. Jay-Z bought 10 pair. Game bought 10 pairs. Had a nickel a pair. So you think about it. He ate. Niggas say, oh, I didn't like the kicks.
I love that.
That's
move.
A black man. That nigga ate.
I agree with that.
That didn't
move.
Go to nobody. That went to him, his daddy, his mama.
I bet that. And I appreciate it.
You see that mansion they got? From that little ass house they had in Chino Hills? That's hustle, black entrepreneurship. How you think they got on Facebook with a TV show?
That's beautiful.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You just got to have a product. Had them motherfuckers want to buy that shit.
But they.
Because, like, now, if you want to, now, if you do this, now say Walmart say, hey, Russell, we want to buy the Black Bohemian from you. We got $2 billion for you to buy Black Bohemian right now. Nigga, you wounded. You chopped here. I start another Black Bohemian. You a hustler, right?
No.
Like Dame Dash said, with The Rock, he said, we started Rockefeller. I sold that shit and started some other shit. I'm moving on to some other business. You can have that. You just gave me $10 million for Rockefeller?
No.
You know how much money they don't. Rockefeller not even nowhere. That's not even making money no more. You feel what I'm saying? So he got $10 million, but he ain't like he's sitting back like, damn, they still bleeding with Rockefeller.
But what if they did?
They not, though. But look, we speaking of reality. There ain't no ifs. All right, we talking about facts right now. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Man. Don't do that. Don't do that all the crazy shit you about to do. We talking about facts. He sold it for $10 million. He sold it for $10 million. He's sitting there caked up with his $10
million.
Rockefeller just sitting with a piece of paper. That's just a name. Oh, who wearing the clothes? Clothes is outdated. Remember I rock and no rocker wear shit. Jay-Z don't even say Rockefeller. He Rock Nation. So what good is Rockefeller
so
doing
went,
anybody?
And made a play on it and continue with the Rock name.
No, Jay-Z owned Rockefeller. Jay-Z owned Rockefeller. He buried that whole shit. Ain't no Rockefeller.
And we did it.
No. Dame Dash got Dame Oil. He got Dame Movie Productions. Dame got his own shit. Dame Cookies. Dame got everything.
That's what's up. I love that.
He's starting all
he
black
got,
business.
He got all this kids
when he going to the
boardroom,
when he going to that boardroom, ain't no white man on his shoulder. He might got white lawyers, but ain't no white man telling him about his business. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you. But if Walmart offered me $2 billion right now, hell yeah, you got. I'm going to take the $2 billion. I'm about to put this $2 billion. And I'm about to start some whole. You now, look at how many other business you can start with that. Fuck Lil Baby. Black Bohemian don't even matter no more. That got you what you wanted. You started you. You got $2 billion off of that. You crazy. I'm taking that. Now I'm about
you
to start.
What it be, huh?
Now I'm about to start some motherfucking big shit now, nigga.
You did.
Man, listen, man. Corporations buying shit
that's
every day.
That's tough. Cause
anybody turning down $2 billion?
It wasn't started.
Look at the nigga from BET.
It's good to make money, but we
BET
started,
was a black network. But the white man came in and said, hey.
Exactly.
Bob Johnson, we got $3 billion for you, brother. For this black-owned network. But it's the white man sitting there. Mm. You can easily say, fuck no, I'm giving this shit to my kids, keeping it in a black family.
Yeah.
That's why you think they bought it, because they didn't want the blacks to have control. That was the only channel
probably,
we had.
And that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's why I respect Diddy. Diddy got his channel. Oprah got her channel.
And that's why
I wouldn't have sold my channel.
That's what I'm saying. So
now that, but that's a piece. No, I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is media is a bigger piece than anything. You got a piece of the media?
But we
can't dictate your
media right now, like you just said.
But no, that's a bigger piece of media. Everybody watch BET. This is what I'm saying.
But internet,
listen,
who watched BET?
We can spread our. They don't spread our message on BET.
You saying Bob listen. Johnson made that money and got away? Who watched BET anymore?
This
what? Come
listen,
on, BET. Tell
what
me.
That's what I'm telling you. They don't even spread our message no more. They don't spread our message no more.
Anybody
so
in here watch BET?
It's the next, except for the Hip Hop Awards.
That's the same shit that you said from the Rockefeller. You watch BET? Eddie, you watch BET? You
watch
it on the app. Do you watch it on YouTube?
Don't nobody got nothing to do with BET.
It,
this is what I'm telling you.
Do you watch it?
He sold that shit to the white men and they fucked it up.
Yo,
this is what I'm telling you.
That's normally what they do.
But he took his
because they don't know. They keep
him,
trying to
when you
narrate to black people.
Why do you think Bill Cosby was the joke? Because he tried to buy NBC.
Exactly.
They don't want you having no media. White men control all media.
Yo, we're going to wrap
white
it
man
up,
control,
but yeah, they
wrap white it man up, control YouTube. If YouTube want to say, yo.
How Oprah and Diddy got their own stations.
Because they billionaires.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
I like to thank everybody.
Ice Cube wasn't trying to buy fucking MSG Network.
Blackball.
Tune in.
Exactly.
You know, this is that Island Breeze. Podcast, and it's much love from the crew, but we definitely be back in full in effect. You feel me? Discussion on the sports and overall, you know, like I said, being blind to the public eye on the platform NBA is. I'm gonna leave it at this with this message. My, I look at it as like Babylon is crumbling. That's us, the U.S. You feel me? Like, if you look at it, we playing, we in foreign. We in a foreign nation now that's on a big platform stage presenting itself and representing with the Raptors have been. And firing as that, we see a whole different atmosphere. Looking into a whole different world of society. You know, I know my town knows, and most of New York, you know, we right next to Canada. So we connected. So we cross over anytime, you feel me? And Toronto is a beautiful place to be, you know, and people is there as well, you know, as the scenery is great. And what you see is how they representing, and we seen something different.
The fuck I'm holding on to it for?
I mean, and to me, I look at it as a sign of change. You know, and we all got our own look. Some of us not paying attention to that, but when you look at the overall, what's going on in the world today, I mean, you gotta wake up and pay attention. Look at the bigger picture. You know what I mean? Understand what's going on. Because change is coming. But this Island Breeze, King Himalaya, I'm out. I'm coming back.